Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. This is the episode that I told you I am so excited about. I'm introducing you today to Heather Lundervold. She is the founder of Elves to the Rescue and the Christmas Design Institute. And I just want to give her a big hello and welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. She has an incredible story today that you're just going to love. So stay tuned. Welcome, Heather. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Lindsay.
My pleasure. I know we've been talking about this for a while, getting you on this podcast, and we're finally doing
Yes.
it. I'm like, yes, okay,
Yay.
let's go. Oh my goodness. So, just the other day, you were telling me a little bit of your story, and I really wanted to hear you expand on that here on the show. Just talking about how did you come, like, what is a Christmas decorator? So clarify that for the audience. And then tell us a little bit about, how did you ever get to this position? Like, did you ever think, I'm going to grow up and be a Christmas decorator?
No, definitely not. Okay, so the difference between a decorator and a designer is something that I had to figure out in the beginning. So a designer is somebody that's actually putting together designs for their clients, and a decorator is somebody that works on my crew, and they're actually just going and putting the decor together as they're told. So that's how I sort of structure it. If you have to be told what to do, you're a decorator. If you're a designer, that's where you can do it on your own. That's like a short synopsis of the definition. And how I fell into this, I owned a flower shop for 10 years. It's about 10 years. And in the beginning, I didn't know anything about decorating at all. And it was just a floral shop. It was just doing Christmas and centerpieces and things like that. And our neighbors were a pool store. So they were doing installs for actual clients. And the lady that was over there, she wanted to retire. She asked me if I wanted to do it. I'm like, sure, I don't know what I'm doing. And that year, she was featured in the Phoenix Home and Gardens magazine, but she gave me the credit. So I actually just got a blessing and right out of the gates, I was running, but I really didn't know what I was doing, and so then it
Hold
just
on,
kind of
hold on. I got to
expanded
stop
from
you for
there.
a second. Did you say they were a pool store? Like,
Yes.
oh, how is that relate? I'm still trying to wrap my head around, like, how does a pool store relate to decorating?
Yeah, so they're seasonal. So it, when a pool and patio store transitions into winter, a lot of times they would fill the gap financially with bringing in Christmas decor. So people
Oh.
aren't buying pool equipment usually in the winter. So they would clear their floor, bring in all these trees, decorate them, and then people would come in and then they would sell their install services. Well, it just so happened that the
Interesting.
floral shop was the neighbor. And so she wanted to retire. So she came over, and that's how I got started. It was just kind
Okay.
of by happenstance. It wasn't anything that was planned. And it literally took me, I decided I wanted to do this for a career like last year. So it took me 24 years to decide.
Trial by
So
fire.
yeah, I tried to retire a few times. Like it was crazy. The journey was crazy, but I didn't have anybody to follow. I'm really self-taught, as a lot of people are in this industry.
Yeah. So when you took over her business, it did she dump a load of clients on you, or did you have to go find your clients? How did that work?
Right. So she actually didn't. I was just featured in the magazine from her,
Okay.
and she gave me a few clients, like two or three, something like that. And then I started advertising it in my flower shop, so I picked up a few clients that I had already had, doing their floral arrangements. But really, so I kind of ran with that because remember, I didn't really know what I was doing. So I didn't want to take on a lot of clients. I did actually work for another designer as her employee. And so I learned a little bit from her and learned the ropes. And then for, I don't know, let's say, I can't remember, probably about the first 6 years I did that. And
Okay.
then I was blessed again with another designer who wanted to retire, and he found me on Facebook, and I went to interview with him, And he chose me to hand over his entire book of business, and he gave me 26 clients,
Oh my
which
goodness. I
was
mean,
like
that's like a blessing
game
and it's
changer.
like a double-edged sword, right?
Well, that's an understatement, let's just say. So I was like, yeah, great. I mean, this is so amazing. Thank you so much. Until I really got into it and realized, oh my gosh, I mean, to take on 26 clients in 6 weeks. And on top of that, I ended up getting a resort account.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, wow, this is a little bit much. And I almost died, but we got through it and I learned, and there was lots of, learning curves. And, but I, it probably was a little bit for me to take on, but that's what you do. Like, if you want to scale, you have to get uncomfortable and you have to move forward and you have to take on challenges that you may not be prepared for. But it shaped and molded my business to what it is today. I still have those clients, and that was in 2016,
Yeah.
10 years
So
ago.
let's dig into that a little bit because I think, growing is a challenge all the time. It's and one of the biggest challenges I see business owners face is when their business grows like before they were really ready, which is kind of what happened in your case. Another way is just with word of mouth and things like that. It's one thing when we have like incremental growth and we can kind of prepare or control it. But in this case, this can happen to anybody, this wildfire where it just kind of erupts. What were like, can you think of two ex like specific challenges you had? I mean, the one that came to my mind I wanted to ask you about was people. Like, how did you get enough installers to help you, or did you? Did you try to do it all yourself? Like, what was that like?
I would say that is the number one challenge I've had historically through my entire business career. Employees are challenging across the board for various reasons. But what's even more challenging in my space is there is not a school for Christmas decorators other than my academy that I created, but that's why I created it. And so it's not like you can go to a college and become a Christmas decorator or a designer. You can be an interior decorator, but they don't teach Christmas. And so, like I said, anybody in this space is virtually self-taught. And so I, in the beginning, was trying to pull as many people as possible. My friends, I was literally calling, like, hey, Susie, you're my best friend. Like, do you want to come work for me? You can decorate Christmas. I didn't even understand what I was doing. So here I'm hiring people that have no idea how to be a designer. And I'm thinking into my mind, well, all I got to do is put Christmas ornaments on a tree. Well, no. It's not like that. The clients that the gentleman gave me were really luxury clients. So I was stepping into a luxury space that I wasn't even familiar with. So, sometimes I have this saying, you have to wear the fur coat even if you don't own it. And that's literally what I did. And so I worked my butt off. I had to fill those gaps. I knew what I was doing, but I didn't duplicate myself yet. And so I was sending unqualified people. And I don't know, somehow we got through it. But for sure, hands down, to this day is still a challenge for me to find qualified designers.
I mean, you must have done a good job getting through it because if you said those clients are still with you today, clearly you did something right. So take a moment and acknowledge
Thanks.
that.
Yeah,
Like,
well,
that's a
I was
huge
on every
win.
job. Yeah,
Okay.
so that what I would say would be number two challenge in order to scale. I'm only one person, so I can only physically be in a location, at one point in time. And so in order to scale, I quickly realized I need designers that I can send by themselves. I cannot be on every single job. In the
Yeah.
beginning, though, I was. And so I was able to be there and facilitate and guide and direct and make sure that everything was good and we're kosher, the client was happy, we're out of there. Right. Well, I could only do so many jobs, so for a 6 week period of time, I literally would go 30 days without a day off.
Yeah.
Physically,
And
that's not possible for somebody, now at my age. In my 20s, I was able to pull it off, but that's not realistic long term. So you
Right.
do end up getting burnout. You have to hire staff and have them trained. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen. So,
I mean, on the flip side of it, you are making a really good amount of money in your business in a short amount of time, but you're hustling your butt off to get it. I mean, it's a trade-off for sure. So I don't know. Let me ask you something. You've been doing it now for over 25 years. Do you think it's still worth it? Like at the end of the day, getting to have the freedom to
Travel. I saw you and Sierra, your daughter took a trip to Disneyland just recently. Doing
Yeah.
the fun things. Do you think it's worth it? Or I don't know. What's your advice to people who might be thinking about getting into this?
Well, it's 100% worth it because you can control your schedule. So if you just want to take one client, then take one client. If you want to take a client that's $50,000, great. I mean, the scalability in this space is amazing. And so you can make as much money or as little money as you want, and you can control that. And so that's what I've really enjoyed. I mean, 1 year in the beginning, I did five clients. Call it a day. It was great. It was extra money, $10,000 in my pocket. It was extra cash. I mean, it's we call it Christmas cash. It's just some extra. But the space is so wide open and needed for qualified and trained designers. Making six figures is not that difficult because there's so much business out there. And if you're good at what you do, then you just get referred over and over and over. And you really, get to a point where you don't have to do as much marketing, maybe in other spaces that are crowded.
Well,
It's
and I think that's
the
the
need.
part that is blowing people's mind right now. Like just listening, thinking of the audience listening to this. Five clients, 10K, holy smokes. Like what do people pay to do Christmas? Like for reals. What legitimately do your clients pay? I mean, I'm sure there's a range, but that I just want to like help people understand this isn't just a is this just a couple hundred dollars an install, or are we talking thousands? Like, can you elaborate a little bit? So I don't know, because everybody's different. I mean, I myself, I'm still installing grandma's like decor. Shh, don't tell anybody that. Like,
Yeah,
it's
right.
sentimental Christmas over here at the Sutherland home. But
Yeah.
what do you see people doing?
You're right. So for us personally in my install company, we cater to everybody. So we're full service. Anyone from just a we have a 3 hour minimum, and that's just under $1,000. And so it's really for somebody that doesn't want to put their tree together. It's not that they may, not know how to design necessarily. They just don't want to do the physical part. Or, they're getting older and they're 75 years old and they can't put their tree together. A 9 foot tree is about a 3 hour job, all the way up into six figures. I mean, there's commercial jobs you can get. You can do an entire shopping mall. Those big, huge commercial trees you see in front of a resort. I mean, those are 25,000 right there just for the tree or up, And so there's a vast range of how you can make money. So if you're just starting out, book a client that just wants a 9 foot tree, charge $500 and you're out the door, just as for labor. You don't have to invest anything other than your time. Show up, it's a couple $100. Or and just a few hours, so that's good money. And then if you want to scale and become a real designer, that's when you get into like the 20, $25,000 jobs, 50,000 jobs, something like that. So I do a restaurant, it's a $45,000 job. So I do resorts, they're, $25,000 jobs. And I do it in a day. The design
Nice.
isn't, in a day, but my crew, we're only there for 6 hours. And it's a $22,000 job. So,
It's kind of exciting because I saw this YouTube video the other day, and it totally, you should have been on this episode. It was like surprising service-based businesses that make a lot of money, right? And Christmas decorating was not one of them, but I thought of you because I'm like, this is one of
yeah.
those that really is should be on there. I mean, the trade-off is you're working during the holidays, but usually by the time Christmas rolls around, everybody's tree is already in, so you get a break. And then what? What
Yeah.
do you do after Christmas?
Well, remember, you can make your own schedule. So we start November 1st. So if you have holiday plans around Thanksgiving, well, that's the luxury of being able to choose. It's choice, right? Like being an entrepreneur, you have choice. So you just don't schedule clients during that day or that week or whatever it is. But if you think about it, people are gonna, if they're gonna pay for a service, they're gonna want their decor up. Basically, a couple of weeks at least. So, our last client usually lands around about a week and a half before Christmas, other than an Airbnb. So, that's another service you can provide where you're going into resorts and hotels and Airbnbs the week of Christmas. So you can do that too. I actually choose not to do that. I send my staff. So,
Mm.
they love the work up till Christmas. They're not really doing anything. Most businesses, it's, they're gearing up for the holidays. So it's kind of a lull, right? Like a few days before Christmas, all the way through New Year's, that's a lull for people. They're not really working. And so it's
Yeah.
a nice time for people to pick up some extra cash or power through it. And this is your busy season, and that's just what it is. But if you are, like me, I'm a family oriented person and I go to Minnesota, I don't do anything past the 18th of December. That's just
Okay.
how I create my schedule.
Yeah.
Then we go and take down. So after the 1st of January, we're right back at it and we're taking everybody's stuff down.
And they, I mean, is that part of the service initially, or do you, is that like a second wave of income coming into the
Both.
business? Both. Okay.
Both. So it depends if I'm structuring a client where it's a proposal proposed as a all inclusive, then it's just you charge for that. So you can divide it up however the way you want to. Or some people don't want takedown and we're just doing install. So I always ask if they're just an install, do you need takedown? And it's a yes or no.
Right. Very cool. Very cool. Okay. I mean, this is leading me on to a bunny trail. I could think of a thousand other questions I want to ask you, but what I really want to focus on, though, is not so much the intricacies of your business, but like, so you told me that you started the school because you were having a hard time, I'm sure, being an installer and training your team at the same time. So you saw this need, you developed the school, and now is it that your designers go through the school before they can work with you? And then, like, tell me more about that. Like, where is that going into the future?
So the Design Academy, it's called Christmas Design Institute, and I developed 9 certification programs. And so people can come to the institute and they can become certified, but then furthermore, they can go through the academy and work on my design crew. So now I have it where in order to work on my design team, you have to go through the program. At least at some point. So I have an onboarding process. So someone can be certified, or they just can do like a certificate of completion where I have a series of videos that my staff has to watch and go through the program. If they don't want to be certified, it's not as intense. But it has helped tremendously because I don't have to go through this process with everybody every time. They just go through the academy. And so there's more details into it than that, but that's the general synopsis of it.
Well, what's so cool
And
is how innovative it is, Heather. I really commend you on take like my favorite thing about entrepreneurship is how we can see a need and fill it, and that's exactly what you did. You're like, there's a gap in this business. Let me just solve this
yeah, it was a
problem and
huge
make
gap.
my life easier. But you've even now turned that into kind of like an ancillary business in, on top of your installs. So just to be clear for the audience, I want you guys to know the Christmas Design Institute is a school, and then she has her Elves to the Rescue, which is the install business. And it's true, and I just cannot, like, I have to say this because it's killing me not to say this. This Christmas Design Institute is available for anybody who's listening. Like, anybody can take it, whether you just want to be a decorator or you want to learn how to like be a full-on designer and learn the business. Can you elaborate on this, on the levels of learning that people have at their fingertips with your school?
Yeah, so we have 3 levels, and level 1 is basically somebody that doesn't have any experience at all. And it's broken into 3 categories. So there's Decorate Your Tree Like a Pro, and then there's the Decorator Academy, and then there's the Business Academy. So you can take all 3, or you can cherry pick and decide what, you want to focus on. So if you just want to make your home look absolutely magical and wonderful for the holidays, you have no interest in doing a business, that would be the Decorator Academy. It walks through all of the components to decorate a wreath, a garland, a tree, and so on, so forth, with everything you would need to know to do that. And it's also set up where you don't have to be going through the certification process. So if you just want a beautiful tree, you can do that. And then everything in between. So level 2 is like, a level up from level 1, and level 3 is like a master designer or master decorator. And then if you get into the business academy, same thing applies. So level one's beginner all the way through someone like myself who's been in the industry for 25 years. You pretty much know everything there is to know about the industry, and I teach you that. So instead of it being 25 years, it can be like 2 years, where you learn all of that and you're taking my advice where I've made mistakes, I've had pitfalls. I didn't have a CRM, which I think, now to Lindsay, I do. And we're just navigating and making my life easier and implementing those systems. So it's all inclusive. Like you don't have to figure it out like I had to. It's the fast track to, making six, seven figures.
Yeah. I mean, I love it because I mean, this podcast obviously is called the Freedom Entrepreneur, and the business in and of itself is a unique way of approaching freedom because you're working what, 6 months-ish out of the year, and you have the other 6 months-ish off. I know it's not exact, I'm rounding it about, but that's a cool way to experience freedom. I mean, you have literally the whole year of bills covered within 6 months, and the 6 months, it never occurred to
Week.
me,
Six
huh?
weeks.
Oh, you
Six
do it all
weeks.
in 6 weeks? Oh my gosh, no kidding. Why? I must have really misunderstood that. Maybe because in my brain it wasn't fathomable. I'm like,
Yeah,
that's
no,
not
the season our
fathomable.
season. Right. I mean, in well, I say 6 weeks. So technically it's November 1st through about January 15th. But remember, you have 2 weeks in between that you're not working. And
Okay.
so it's really this, you're only working 2 weeks in December and you're working 4 weeks in November, but the first week of November, you're probably only going to book a few clients because that's not a popular time. It's really the week before Thanksgiving, the week after Thanksgiving, 2 weeks in December, and then a week after January. So you
Okay.
could November, December, half of January. So in theory, we could say 8 weeks, but however you want to slice and dice
Now,
it.
okay, you know me, I'm like really process oriented and I think about the weird things that most people don't think about. So like, what about getting clients? Like the marketing your business and the networking and all of those things that go, like, are you doing that all year long or is there, do you, how do you incorporate that? Like, how much more time, I guess, would you add?
Yeah. So I have a unique situation because I was blessed, in the beginning with all these clients. And so I haven't had to do a whole lot of marketing. However, I have owned other businesses. And so I do know what it takes for somebody that's, getting started. So thankfully, we have social media. That's a really easy way and free. People find me all the time with my Facebook. And then, of course, all of the digital platforms that we have and websites. But what you really want to do is put yourself out there with people that are already in the industry that don't provide the service that you do, right? So that would be an example would be an interior decorator. They are already in the home, and if they don't do Christmas, that's an easy referral, right? And I just booked a client on that scenario. So they have a beautiful 7,000 square foot home, brand new, had their interior decorator do it all, but she doesn't do Christmas. So guess what? That's my space. So that would be an example where you just go around town, hobnob with all of the interior decorators, let them know, about you. A second scenario would be exterior lighting companies. I don't do anything exterior. I'm not getting on a ladder to do roof decorations or anything like that. Nothing outside. I'm not decorating cactus or trees or pine trees or anything like that. I'm only interior. Generally speaking, exterior companies are the same. They usually don't go in the house and do interior. They're very different spaces. So just starting right there, and then you could expand, and anybody in the service-based industry, window washers, house cleaners, anyone that's in a luxury scenario is a really good referral source. Real estate
Fantastic.
agents, things like that. So anything to
Yeah.
do with a service-based home environment is going to be your circle of influence.
Very cool. Oh, you know what else we didn't touch on that just you just triggered this for me because you mentioned that you got a bunch of clients and that you've haven't done a lot of advertising over the years, but people still find you organically, don't they?
Right. Currently, I still don't even have a website.
Yeah.
So that's unusual. I get that.
Well, it is
But
unusual, but it's an important piece because it just goes to your point that this is a space that isn't, we're not saying this is the easiest business to run and start in the whole wide world, but at the same point, once you get your wheels in motion, this doesn't take as much necessarily oomph as maybe a flooring company or an electrical company where you're in a space where there's a lot of competition. And I think that's what really makes it stand out. Not only that, but it's fun. Like, don't you just have the most fun? You love Christmas.
Yeah, I'm a little weird. You can see
That
behind me, like I'm already decorated for fall, you know? And so, yeah, I'm a little bit of an oddball, but I mean, you don't have to be, right? Like Christmas is never going away, one, so it's completely sustainable long term. And it's a worldwide celebrated holiday. And so you literally reach for the stars. I mean, if you want to go decorate in Europe, I mean, they celebrate Christmas too. You know, so you can have clients all over the world, potentially, right? But when you're first getting started, I mean, it's easy. Decorating a 9-foot tree doesn't take a whole lot of talent, you know? And so all you have to do is just have a little bit of passion for it. And it's a great space.
I love it. It's so true. I think it's just such a great, I love featuring it here on the podcast because it's just such a unique business that I think not very many people think about. So let's talk. We've got a couple minutes left here. Let's talk about doing it as a business. So people might be wondering, like, okay, I'm already running maybe a different business. Maybe they're looking at making a change or they want to supplement their business. Like their business could be seasonal, right? What are you offering in the Business Academy that will make it easier for them to, take flight in this?
Right. So as I had mentioned before, we have the different levels. And so if you're already a business owner, some of the modules we kind of fly through because I teach everything from A to Z, all the nuts and bolts are included in this academy. So if you already know how to set up an LLC, we don't have to go through that, right? So we talk about that on the onboarding and where you're at particularly, but I literally teach everything. And so there you just it's like a Well, like biz in a box, basically. You know, you it's a one-stop shop, and everything from learning how to put together. You have to know both components, though, right? Like that's what's unique. You have to learn how to be a designer, a decorator, and then you have to learn how to be a designer, and you have to be a business person. So you have to know all three components in order to run this business. So when you're going into a client's home, you're really wearing three hats. And so, like for example, when I go on a proposal or a consult, I'm walking into the home as a business owner, but I have to put on my decorator hat and teach the client what I'm going to do for them, and then go back to my desk and be the designer where I have to actually put the design together, write it up, and send it over, you know, in a proposal fashion so that my client understands what they're getting for the price, what we're going to be doing, what kind of decor they're going to get. But then the next day, I have to do, you know, my numbers for my taxes. So you have to wear all those hats, you know, as entrepreneurial people do. This is just a little bit different because you have to learn a skill set as well. So it's all included.
Well, and I think one of the most important pieces too that you've implemented that you didn't get the luxury of having when you started is a like the Biz in a Box solution system that allows you to have systems automated. So your invoicing is automated, your estimates is easier. These are all things you learned hands-on, boots on the ground, bootstrapping, multitasking with a cell phone and a paper calendar as you drive through town talking to people. It kind of just really takes all of that stress and headache. I mean, I remember a year ago when we were talking and you were just like, I'm done with this, I'm overwhelmed. And every business owner gets to that point. And I mean, the beauty though is that when you have systems in place, which you've been working so hard to put in, and it's just revolutionized everything you've got going, it sets everybody up for success, including us, those of us that have been at it for a while too, because at any level of your business, it's always an evolution, right? I mean, you've owned lots of businesses, so you know. And I think that's really important that people know that. I mean, they're getting everything, all your experience, all the lessons you've learned the hard way, plus a complete system to help them just plug right in and keep and just put that entrepreneurial business owner hat right on. So it's a complete package, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, Biz in a Box has literally changed my life. Like literally, and that's, you know, cliche, you know, people say that, but Literally, it blows my mind the technology that we have available to us as business owners now. And I would recommend anybody to take advantage of that because, yeah, you can do it by hand, absolutely, but why? I mean, it's a time, waster. It's all of it across the board. It's harder. And with the systems, you can do other things that actually scale your company. And so that's what I had to learn. That was a very challenging learning curve for me. I had to let go of my systems in order to grow. And so I got stuck there for a while. And then I got burnout and I wanted to quit. And so I was ready to throw in the towel. I was ready to just hand it off. I'm done. I'm retired. It's too much for me. I'm overwhelmed. I don't want to do this anymore. It's no longer fun. And so what the systems do is it takes off of your plate all the things that aren't fun, and then you can focus on the things that are fun. And so now
Amen.
I can get into other things, that I actually enjoy. And so I'm renewed again. I'm like, oh, wait, no, I'm not going to retire. In fact, I don't even have to retire ever. I mean, I've learned how to train my staff. This year, we're going to do 60 plus homes, which is low for us because I raised my prices. I tripled my prices. And guess what? My clients are still here. And they're not going away. It's not the price, it's the service you offer. And I'm going on 5 installs out of those 60, where historically, remember earlier in the podcast, I said I was going on every single one. That's 60 client, that's 60 jobs. Not happening. Like I have a life. So with Biz in a Box, now I'm able to facilitate my staff and give them a calendar and they can check in and they can do everything that I was doing.
I
I don't
love
have to
it.
do
It
it.
gives me goosebumps. This is literally why I do what I do, because I just like to make a difference in people's lives like that. And you get that pleasure of enjoying the holidays. Whereas before you were just working so much, like this has got to be such a game changer for you and your joy factor,
Oh,
which
yeah.
is so
Across the
important.
board. Yeah, for sure. I mean, just everything that, all every time we have a conversation, I'm just like, what? It does this? Like, what doesn't
It
it do? I mean, so it's
is
like a
pretty
jet.
robust,
It's
that's
like a
for sure.
Learjet for your company, honestly. It's just like
Love that.
a luxury across the board. It's everything you want. That would be my analogy for sure.
That's a great one. I'm gonna keep that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So tell us, how can people connect with the Christmas Design Institute, and what's the best place for them, like if they're just even thinking about this as a business, to get started with you?
Yeah, so we have the website, ChristmasDesignInstitute.com. That's the best place to go. And you can read about my story and you can read about the certifications and working with the elves, and the information's all right there.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you so much, Heather. I'm just so
Thank
excited to have
you.
you share this with people, because it's going to be a life changer. I know there's people listening to this that are like, I never knew I can make that much money doing Christmas. I love Christmas.
Yeah, I
It's
know.
going
I didn't know
to
that either.
be a game changer.
It was trial by error for me. That's the good news is you don't have to be trial by error anymore, So,
Yes,
yeah.
amen. Excellent. All right. Thanks again. Well, and for those of you tuning in, be sure to check out Christmas Design Institute. There's so much good there. I'm honestly telling you, every time I talk to Heather, I'm like, maybe I should take off a few weeks at the end of the year and go do this for myself. I think it would just be so fun. You've got to
Yeah,
meet some
it is.
cool people too. So
Yep.
now, if you're ready to streamline your business and systemize it in a way that brings the joy back, just like Heather talked about at the end of this episode, book a consultation. Just get on my calendar, because in 15 to 20 minutes, I can help you uncover the hidden inefficiencies that are costing you time and money. Most business owners don't realize how much energy is wasted on repetitive tasks, gaps in processes and systems that don't actually support growth. In our call, I'll listen closely to how your business is currently running, pinpoint one or two areas where you may be sabotaging your own scalability, and show you a clear next step to reclaim control. You'll leave with immediate clarity on what's holding your business back and the confidence of knowing exactly where to focus to create more freedom and profit. And friends, if you're looking for a tool that helps you stop doing everything yourself, Check out BizInABox Solutions CRM. It is the ultimate all-in-one solution. Imagine managing every part of your business, contacts, follow-ups, calls, text, booking funnels, websites, even social media scheduling, all from one platform. With a built-in AI employee support, it doesn't just organize your business, it helps run it. It's like having a full-time team behind the scenes so you can finally stop doing and start being. Check it out at bizinaboxsolutions.com/CRM.